You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Like I said, it's a Friday and we lit. We lit for a couple of reasons. Braves get a big win. We'll talk about them in about 18 minutes time. Recap their series victory over the Philadelphia Phillies with a nice win last night. But we're also lit because AJ Terrell got paid, y'all. AJ Terrell extended by the Atlanta Falcons. It's officially official. The Falcons announced it yesterday, but we actually got the news on the morning shift when the news initially broke, and we got the numbers and the report from Shefty, and then some hours later, the Falcons did announce it themselves and make it officially official. But AJ Terrell, 4-year, $81 million contract extension for the Falcons CB1, announced yesterday again, like I said, by Adam Schefter, and hours later, the Falcons did confirm it, but they did not disclose the terms of the deal, or the money, I should say. They announced it was a four-year contract extension that runs through 2028, but they didn't talk about all the monies and all the specifics of that, but that's what we have Schefter and Ian Rappaport for. So the deal includes a $65.8 million $65.8 million and effectively full guarantee. So basically, he's getting 65.8 mil guaranteed out of that $81 million contract. And again, these are sources saying this to AJ Terrell. Again, the Falcons aren't going to disclose the monies of the situation, but that does represent that guaranteed money, the 65.8 million. That's representing the largest guarantee ever given to a cornerback on a four-year agreement. The deal was negotiated by Terrell's agents, David Mulligetta and Trevon Smith of Athletes First. Terrell is now the second highest paid cornerback on a per year basis at $20.25 million. That trails only Green Bay Packers cornerback Jair Alexander, who makes $21 million per year. So he's right there behind Jair Alexander as far as what he makes per year goes. Like I said, the Falcons did officially announce a four-year contract extension and announced that the contract, like I said, does run through the 2028 season. Terry Fontenot in a statement said, quote, "We are very glad to be in the position to provide this extension for AJ, who was certainly well-deserving of it. A homegrown player, he embodies the characteristics and traits we want as a Falcon. He leads by example with his work ethic and as a great teammate. He does anything he can to help this team win on a continuous basis. We appreciate the support of our owner, Arthur Blank, for providing the resources to reward players who operate the right way." Which he does, man. AJ, since AJ has been here, never had any drama out of AJ, you know, done everything he's needed to do on and off the field. So I'm super happy for AJ, man. Between him and Grady, like, these are hopefully Falcons lifers. And I definitely think Grady, with his last extension that he got, he's a Falcons lifer. And then hopefully AJ now is a Falcons lifer as well. AJ still got one more good contract left in him, I'm pretty sure. And hopefully that comes from the Falcons. But again, you just feel so happy for AJ, especially from Georgia boy to Georgia boy. Obviously, I'm homegrown as well, born and raised here in the state of Georgia. I'm not going to say Atlanta because I know how some of y'all get. I was in Riverdale and Fayetteville, so I'm just going to put that out there. South side, you know what I'm saying? But as being a guy who grew up in the state of Georgia, been around the city of Atlanta forever, like, you just love to see a homegrown player like this come up with the Falcons and now get paid by the Falcons. And again, hopefully stays a Falcon for his whole career. And he balls out too. And look, I know some Atlanta Falcons fans, hopefully not all, hopefully not you listening, but I know some Falcons fans are going to be like, did we overpay for him? Because, you know, I'm not sure he's a top two corner because he just got paid as the second high. He is the second highest paid corner now in the NFL. You know, I'm not sure he's a top two or even a top five corner in the league. Well, first of all, you don't let a guy like A.J. Terrell walk. He is too good to let walk. Remember, second-team All-Pro back in 2021. And then the other thing about it is, everybody likes to talk about A.J. Terrell's numbers, but nobody likes to talk about what A.J. Terrell has had to do and has done with the lack of talent around him on defense. Because guess what? What has been the one thing that Falcons fans, up until we traded for Matthew Judon, has been screaming for? Pass rush. Guess who a good pass rush helps? The cornerbacks. AJ Terrell's been out there having a cover for a long time, and he's still been putting up numbers. He's still been one of the top upper echelon corners in this league without having a pass rush. So now that he does have a pass rush and he does have running mates like Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons in the backfield with him, I bet some interceptions are going to come now that he's got Grady Jarrett, Matthew Judon, David Onyemata, Lorenzo Carter, and other guys rushing the passer. And the Falcons are going to rush the quarterback, get more sacks, get the quarterback to rush throws more. Guess what? I bet you AJ Terrell gets more picks now. So we love to talk about the production, and I get it. You want to see numbers from a talent like AJ Terrell. You want to see the production there. You want to see the interceptions and the takeaways behind it. I get it. But think about what he's been doing without that luxury of having a top-tier pass rush to help him get those interceptions, to help him get those interceptions off the tip balls that come from the defensive line. He hasn't had that luxury, but he'll have that luxury this year. So with a nice new contract, some very good new teammates, I expect AJ Terrell to ball out. I'm not saying he's going to have 10 interceptions, but I think we can hopefully expect somewhere from 3 to 5 interceptions from AJ Terrell. Now, again, the other thing you have to think about is the other guys that are going to be out there. They might quarterbacks in the NFL do realize that AJ Terrell is a good corner. Like, he is not a secret. He is one of the household names that the Falcons have. Now, they have a lot more now, but going into this season, AJ Terrell was one of the household names on defense, along with Grady Jarrett. So we also have to think about this. Quarterbacks aren't necessarily wanting to throw AJ Terrell's way, and they got to throw his way for him to even have a chance to get interceptions. So all I'm saying is, let's not go head over heels and be like, oh, we gave AJ Terrell all this money, he don't even get interceptions. It's not about that. AJ Terrell, week in, week out, consistently shuts down whoever he's covering. And if and when the ball does get thrown his way, I expect him to make a play. And I believe that he will. So AJ Terrell, very worth the money in my opinion. And I think this was a great move for the Falcons. And now the other thing about this too, the other layer with this AJ Terrell contract is this one frees up maybe some more cap space, because I do wonder if, you know, maybe they backloaded this contract a little bit to where, you know, he's maybe not getting as much money this year, and the money's going to come on a little bit of the back end of this deal. So I wonder if this frees up some cap space for maybe the Falcons to make another move and go get maybe another corner if they want to go get another corner. Now, I think they feel pretty good about Clark Phillips and Mike Hughes and D. Alford in those rooms. But if they do want to maybe stash some cash just in case, you know, knock on whatever this table is made out of, injuries, and they want to go get themselves another corner, there are still corners out there. Stephon Gilmore not out there anymore, but there are still other good corners out there that are free agents that wouldn't cost a whole lot. So you do wonder how this contract is set up, and we don't know those specific details, but you have to think that this may be freed up some cap space for the Falcons. And we know they restructured the contract to Chris Lindstrom to make the money work for Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon. But now with this deal, you wonder if this freed up some cap space for them to possibly do some things when it comes to that second cornerback spot if they choose. But we know that historically the Falcons do like to keep a little extra cap space as well, just in case they got to go make a midseason move with injuries again or anything like that. So we'll see. But at the end of the day, I am super, super, super happy for AJ Terrell. Again, between him and Grady, can't think of two more guys that are deserving of contracts. We know Grady got a contract, what, a year or two ago? Something like that. So, man, just super happy for AJ. He deserves it. And again, I expect him to ball out this year. So don't be all up in arms talking about production. I just gave you the reasons why the production hasn't been there, but he has still been good. Again, 2021, second team All-Pro, and again, still regarded as one of the upper echelon corners in this league. Terrell, back in that 2021 season, 3 interceptions, 16 passes defended, which was 6th in the NFL. Again, has not had an interception since 2021, but again, those were some bad teams. Those are some not good teams. Weren't we starting, what, Eric Harris and Daron Harmon at safety in 2022 or something like that? I mean, come on. So, and again, the pass rush wasn't really there, so we got to take that into consideration when we talk about the lack of interceptions coming from AJ. But he does have 36 pass breakups over his 4 NFL seasons. So, look, he's making plays when the ball does get thrown to him. And again, with what has been on the opposite side of him, he hasn't had a lot of work go his way either. So we'll see if that changes this season, but I do definitely expect AJ Terrell to run into some picks just because of, again, the pass rush. There are going to be some tip balls at the line of scrimmage. Hopefully AJ Terrell can get to some of those. Tips and overthrows, got to get those. You know the motto. And again, if and when they do throw his way, hopefully he can make some plays on those. So very excited, and man, you feel really good about what this Falcons team and what Terry Fontenot. Cook, Terry. Go ahead, keep cooking, Terry. You feel good about what they have done over these past, 8 days? So last, Wednesday, that's when they made the Judon trade. Then the next day, signed Justin Simmons. And then week later, they give AJ Terrell the contract extension. So what a run for the Falcons it has been. And man, I just cannot wait for this season. By the way, final preseason game tonight. We'll get the final preseason game out the way, and then it's all eyes on week one and all eyes on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cannot wait for Falcons football. Exciting, exciting times. I don't think I've ever been more excited for a season. The last time I was this excited about Falcons football was probably the year after the Super Bowl, 2017. And obviously, I was still a little bit hurt because, you know, of what happened. But anywho, we ain't going to talk about that. We feel good about the Falcons. That's the point. But final Falcons preseason game is tonight, like I told you. And you know you can hear it right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game coverage on the Falcons Radio Network here on 92.9 The Game starting at 5 p.m. Chris Goforth, Mike Johnson bring you the pregame show. They'll take you up until 7 o'clock. And then West Durham, Dave Archer, they will bring you Falcons, Jaguars from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Chris Goforth with the halftime show, and then Mike Johnson and Chris Goforth with the postgame show on the Falcons Radio Network, and then Rob Tribble here on 92.9 The Game for the Falcons flyover. So that's what's going to happen as far as your Falcons broadcast today. Hope you'll join us, and stay right here on the Hometown Take, because 5 minutes from now, we're also hyped because the Atlanta Braves, big series win over the Philadelphia Phillies, and it's from a big performance from Spencer Schwellenbach. Schwelly pitched a gem of a game last night. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That ball's cracked into left center field, way back there to the wall. It goes and clears the fence. Sparse playing time, but Duvall hits a rocket out of here.
Duvall! I'm not talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars, though. They're the enemy tonight. Falcons, the Jaguars getting going. On Sports Radio 99 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, home of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. I ain't saying Duvall because of the Jaguars. I'm saying Duvall because of Adam Duvall hitting that solo shot last night, as you heard there, with Fox on the call. Fox was doing the broadcast last night. He was on Big Fox, y'all. But Adam Duvall put the Braves up 3-1, and that was the final run the Braves would need, the final run the Braves would get to get the 3-2 win over the Philadelphia Phillies and get the rubber match win and win the series, the 3-game set over the Phillies 2-1. So now you do gain a game. You know, it does. I will say this, and my guy Data, shout out to my guy Data holding it down behind the glass per usual. He said it this morning. He was like, man, we really could have swept them. We could have really been 5 games back. And I say, you know what, Data, you're right. You're absolutely right. So it does feel like, you know, we could have got them, but I'm not going to complain. I'm happy about the series win. And look, you have a 4-game set against the Phillies coming up to close out the month and begin the month of September. So you close out the month of August and begin the month of September with a 4-game set with the Phillies. So look, you still got everything in front of you. Hopefully you can get some help between now and then. And you got to still obviously take care of business against the Nationals and the Twins. Those are the two teams you have series against in between this next series with the Phillies. So, look, Braves just got to go out there and win games. But it was good to see Adam Duvall get that home run last night because he was slumping a little bit. He went 3-for-3 last night, but coming into the game, he was just 1-of-29. And that was his first long ball since a 2-homer game against the New York Mets on July 26th. Again, went 3-for-3 last night, but coming into the game, he was 1-of-29, and he had begun spot starts here and there. So good to see Adam Duvall have a good night last night. And look, at the end of the day, you need all your guys to be hot, and you need all your guys hitting down the stretch. So we will see what We will see the Falcons tonight, but we'll also see what the Braves do tonight against the Washington Nationals. Chris Sale going to be going up against Mackenzie Gore of the Washington Nationals. First pitch set for 7:20 here in the ATL up in Truist Park. But Spencer Schwellenbach, we got to talk about him a little bit too, because shout out to Schwelly, had another great outing last night, and it really should have been a little bit better than it was. So Schwellenbach finished the night last night, 6 2/3 innings, 3 hits, giving up 2 runs, both of them earned, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts. And those 9 strikeouts, by the way, all of them swinging. He got them all swinging, all of them swarting. So it was, I was watching the game last night, and I was like, man, Spencer Schwellenbach, he seems like the real deal, y'all. He seems like the real deal. And obviously you don't want to get too far ahead, but I don't see how this team leaves him off the post. I mean, I don't see how this team doesn't have him as a starter if and hopefully when they make it to the postseason. I just don't see how. Like, I get Charlie Morton has all the experience, but at this point, I'd have a little more confidence in Spencer Schwellenbach than I do Charlie Morton. I just think Schwellenbach down the stretch has been a little bit more consistent. And look, it's not to say that I don't trust Charlie Morton. I just think I trust Spencer Schwellenbach right now a little bit more, honestly. But he has just been so, so good. And he really could have got out of that seventh inning and gone the full seven, but just missed gloving that comebacker right to the mound that came back at him. And that ended up turning into a hit. And unfortunately, that led to the second run. So if he gloves that, we're talking about him going seven innings, only giving up two hits, one run, one walk with nine strikeouts. Now, again, he still had, again, a great outing. And shout out to Pierce Johnson coming in, getting that last out, limiting the damage to just that, or not giving up any more damage after the Phillies scored that second run on Schwellenbach. He came in, got that last out, pitched another inning after that. Only did give up two walks, but had two strikeouts. Again, giving up no hits and no runs. And then Raisel Iglesias. We got to talk about Raisel Iglesias too, man. Because Raisel Iglesias comes in, strikes out the side in the ninth, and he has just been rock solid. He got his 28th save in 30 chances, and he extended his scoreless streak to 15 innings last night. I mean, dude has just been working, folks, out there on the mound. So you absolutely love to see what the Braves pitching staff did last night. A gem from everybody. A gem from Schwellenbach, a gem from Pierce Johnson, and a gem from Raisel Iglesias. So Braves offense did just enough. Gio Urshela coming up clutch, ground rule double, tied the game. Then Matt Olson had himself an RBI double as well. And then Adam Duvall with the home run. And that's how the Braves got their three runs. So again, just enough to get the win. And again, when your pitching staff is good, man, sometimes all you need is 3-4 runs and that can get the job done. So again, hopefully the Braves can get the bats going a little bit more against the Nationals. But with Chris Sale on the mound tonight, you feel like you aren't going to need much. Just, again, three runs might get the job done again. Heck, two runs might even get the job done tonight. But obviously you want to see the Braves score a little bit more. But let's hear from the skipper, Brian Snicker, as he was talking after the game last night. And we got to hear him talk about Spencer Schwellenbach, right? Because, I mean, again, dude has just been lights out. Now 5-6 on the year, by the way. He might mess around getting to 500 or over 500 before this season ends. But Spencer Schwellenbach just so good. Doesn't walk anybody. Stays cool, calm, and collected with if he does face any bit of adversity. And he has an assortment of pitches, too. And that's something Brian Snicker was talking about, and I'm going to let you hear in just a second. But, I mean, just his assortment of pitches, his command, his control, oof, it's just amazing. Let's hear Brian Snicker talk about Spencer Schwellenbach.
Just really impressive how he goes about it and how he handles himself and the situations and the games and the pressure of the games or whatever doesn't seem to bother him at all. He has a strike zone. You know, he might get away from it from different periods, but his assortment is really good too. You know, and he can throw them all for strikes. You know, he's got secondary pitches. His velocity stays the whole game, you know, because he uses all of his pitches. But, you know, you see him still late in the game, and he's not losing velocity on his fastball. Still quick and gets on top of hitters. You know, the short, he's got a lot of pitches, and he throws them all for strikes, and they're all, you know, really, really good quality pitches. And he does all those little things that winning pitchers do.
Like you said, like Stitt said there, he has – all those pitches, and because he has all those pitches and not only having the pitches but being able to use them effectively, throw all those pitches for strikes, it doesn't put so much pressure on, one, his fastballs, and he doesn't have to throw the fastball a lot because he has all those other pitches he can use. So that's part of the reason, as Snit mentioned there and touched on there, that's part of the reason why his fastball velocity stays so high throughout the game because he's not having to throw fastball after fastball after fastball, and he's not wearing, he doesn't have as much wear and tear on his arm throughout the game because he's not having to use the fastball as much because all his other pitches are effective too. So, man, I have been so impressed, and I'm sure you have too. I've been so impressed with Spencer Schwellenbach and what he's been able to do throughout his this rookie season, man. So, when you talk about losing a guy like Spencer Strider, I'm not saying Spencer Schwellenbach is, you know, Spencer Strider or, you know, better than Spencer Strider at this point in time. I definitely think he has potential to, you know, be up there with Spencer Strider and be hopefully one of the better pitchers in the league or in Major League Baseball. But I mean, right now he is on a tear, and I just hope he can keep it going throughout this season and obviously for years to come, and hopefully in the Braves uniform as well. But Schwellenbach, again, really good night, and he was a big reason the Braves were able to get that dub yesterday and get the series win over the Phillies. But the team overall has been rallying around, obviously, the injuries, and they know what is still ahead of them, and they know what they can still do. And Brian Snicker talked about that last night and how he was impressed with this performance from the team and getting a big series win over the Phillies. And, again, rallying around each other, knowing that obviously they're dealing with a lot of injuries right now, but not making excuses, still getting the job done. Here's Brian Snicker talking about his team.
It's great to see how they rallied around this series, and, you know, we got another big series starting tomorrow. They're all big now. All the games are big. None are any more important than the others because it's just about winning games. So, you know, hopefully you can go ahead and have a good weekend.
I hope we can have a good weekend too, Snip. I hope the Bravos can have a good weekend as well. But, yeah, he's absolutely right. They're all big at this point. None bigger than the others. You got to go out, try to win every series. Obviously get sweeps where you can, and hopefully this weekend is one of those weekends where you can get a sweep over the Nationals and, again, maybe get some help from whoever the Phillies are playing, which I will tell you who they're playing here in just a second. They're going to be taking on the Kansas City Royals. The Royals, pretty good team, 71-56. And then after that, they got the Astros, 69-58. So, look, Phillies, tough six-game stretch between now when they play the Braves again. Royals for three, Astros for three, and then right back with the Braves. So, Braves get a little help, and you got the Nationals, and then you do have the Twins. Twins are a really good team, but could get a little help. And if you can maybe get a game, maybe two, between now and when you play the Phillies again, who knows? We'll see. But again, at this point, like I said yesterday, you just want the Braves to get in the postseason and be playing their best baseball when they get in the postseason, no matter how it is, whether it's being division champs for, what, the seventh time in a row or whether it's with the wild card. You just want them to get in the postseason and be as healthy as possible and be playing their best baseball they possibly can be going into October. So there it is. All right, when we come back, you know what time it is. We do it every Friday at 5:40, and we got a special edition of Grillin' Dylan because our boy AJ Terrell just got paid, y'all. How you feeling about the AJ Terrell contract extension? I want to hear your thoughts. And we can also talk about whatever you like. Yeah. You want to talk about the Braves getting a big series win over the Phillies? We can talk about that. Again, you want to talk about the AJ Terrell contract? We can talk about that. Movies, music, life, sports, whatever you want to talk about, we will do it next on Grillin' Dylan. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Call me up right now. It's Grillin' Dylan when we come back on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my front rear load truck drivers, all my early morning, late night, local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Grillin' Dylan just a couple of minutes away. Go ahead and call me up right now, 404-726-0929. Again, the number is 404-726-0929. We'll get to it here in literally just a couple of minutes. I do want to first give you a couple of housekeeping items. Number one, Atlanta United. What? They're still playing? Yeah, their season's still going on. League's Cup is over, and they're getting back into regular season play, and they are back in action tomorrow against the LA Galaxy. Late start, 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, as they'll be out there in L.A. But Atlanta United getting back on the pitch and getting back in action tomorrow. Like I told you, Falcons, Jaguars tonight, final preseason game. Preseason game number three against the Jags here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Pregame right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. 5 o'clock sharp, Chris Goforth, Mike Johnson holding it down for the pregame show. They'll take you all the way up until 7 o'clock. Then it's Wes Durham, Dave Archer bringing you Falcons, Jaguars, final preseason game of the year. And then Chris Goforth has halftime. Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson have your postgame show after the game. And then after that, it's your reactions on the Falcons flyover with Rob Tribble. Okay, then other things I want to get to real quick here. Creed Humphrey, now the NFL's highest paid center. The Kansas City Chiefs give him a 4-year deal worth $72 million, 50 mil guaranteed. The Eagles traded a 2025 fifth round pick the Eagles traded a third round pick and 2 7th round picks in 2024, Jahan Dotson, and a 2025 fifth round pick. So Jahan Dotson, solid wide receiver 3 for the Eagles. That's a good pickup. The Carolina Panthers, they trade for Seahawks cornerback Michael Jackson and, unfortunately, former Clemson defensive end, now Bengals defensive end, Miles Murphy, expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a sprained right MCL. So some quick NFL notes for you to chew on. But speaking of chewing on things, let's get to what we call Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Call me up right now. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. How do you feel about the AJ Terrell contract extension? We can talk about that. Braves, big series win over the Philadelphia Phillies last night. How are you feeling about that? And whatever else you want to talk about, movies, music, life, sports, whatever you want to talk about, we'll do it right now. 404-726-0929. It's Grillin' Dylan. Let's get it started off right with our guy Chief out in South Florida. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening? Happy Friday to everybody. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yes, sir. Before I get to my Friday list, right quick, AJ Terrell, man, I tell you what, he real happy right now. He living large right now.
Living large.
He got that Kool-Aid smile on his face right now.
He sure does, man. Hey, he said it's on me now. It's on me.
There you go. And speaking of Kool-Aid, that's going to be my list this week.
Ooh,
my
okay.
Top 5 flavors of Kool-Aid. I'm going to start off with that red, which will be cherry.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And we're going to go with that orange Kool-Aid.
Uh-huh.
All right? Then we're going to hit him with the tropical punch, because everybody like that tropical punch.
That tropical punch. You know,
there you go. And then I'm going to hit you with that purple, that grape right quick.
Yeah.
The grape is masterful. The grape is masterful.
Hey, Chief, let me ask you this real quick. Did you ever have, because didn't Kool-Aid brand make a lemonade too? Or am I tripping? Did they ever?
Yes. No. That was coming up right there.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm going to let you cook.
Hey, and not just lemonade. My favorite was pink lemonade.
Ooh. So, talk to him, Chief.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And everybody have a Friday. Talk to you later, champ.
All right, champ. I'll talk to you later, Chief. Appreciate that. Hey, that lemonade, man, that Kool-Aid lemonade, that went hard. Man, I remember my mom, this was when I was in middle school, high school, something like that. You know, your boy was earning his keep, cutting the grass, front and backyard, you know what I'm saying? Fairly solid big yard, too, especially in the back. Anywho, after a hard day's work, man, my mom would make me some lemonade, have some food cooked up. Ooh, that was a good meal right there with that lemonade, my boy. That lemonade used to smack every time. So I remember those days vividly, like it was yesterday. So great list by Chief. as always, Tropical Punch, the lemonade, definitely, and the grape got to be at the top without a doubt. So W list there by Chief. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's keep it going. Let's head out to Lithonia and talk to Bo. Not Squidbilly, but Bo. He spells it B-O. Bo, what's going on, man? How you doing, brother?
What's up with you, my brother?
What's up, Bo? How we feeling, man?
All right. Just about to get on my bus so I can go get the kiddos.
There you go. Man. There you go, Trenda. Yeah, transporting the most important cargo there is out there, right?
There you go. You remember.
Yes, sir.
They're not shoes. They're not metal. They're our most precious cargo.
That's right.
I make sure that they get to school safely and home safely.
And we appreciate that, Bo.
And just to let you know about A.J. Terrell, it's much more respected, and you sure to get it. Because my favorite football player of all time, and there have been hundreds of great football players, with Deion Sanders.
Prime time.
But he even does a little better than Deion. Deion wasn't the greatest tackler in the world.
A.J. will pop you now.
He will come up and hit you.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to call, get your response, my brother. I'm about to get on this bus so I can go to work.
Hey, I appreciate
it. Love you, man.
Hey, appreciate all love, Bo. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate the calling. You exactly right, man. A.J. Terrell, that's a great point by Bo, too. He's not just a lockdown corner when it comes to coverage, but he'll come down and pop you quick, too. A.J. Terrell will come in there and drop the hit stick on you. He'll flick that analog stick up and boom, hit you with that fire, as Randy McMichael would say. So, no, absolutely deserving of it, A.J. Terrell is, like we talked about earlier. And, man, I'm just, again, super happy for him. And like Chief said, he got that Kool-Aid smile walking around today, man. You know he got to feel good going up into that final preseason game. He know he ain't going to play. So he's just going to chill, man, and then think about, you know, what the team is doing and think about all that money that's about to be in his bank account. So, man, that's good stuff there from Chief and Bo. So appreciate the callers. And, look, I'm excited to see what this final preseason game looks like here while we got a couple of minutes. Excited to see what the final preseason game looks like. I'm also going to be very curious as to who plays. I think who plays is going to be obviously a clear indication of who is still on the bubble to make the roster, who's on the bubble to maybe get a practice squad spot. So we're going to find out and see. And it's going to be a very, very interesting to see who's playing and who's going to round out this Atlanta Falcons roster. So I appreciate all the phone calls. Appreciate Chief. Appreciate Bo. Oh, we got one more? Okay, we got one more. Hold on. All right, we gonna squeeze this last one in. Who we got on the line here, Day-Day?
Skip.
Oh, it's Skip. Skip. What's going on? Hey, Skip. You just made the deadline, bro. You was almost a little late there, my boy. What's happening, dog?
I think he got me on.
This is Larry. This ain't Skip. This is Larry. It's okay. It's all good.
Yeah, exactly.
I know your voice, Larry, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's probably because I call a lot. But
you have a very nice voice, too. You have a very nice voice, so that's also why.
Well, I did used to have a jazz radio show, so there's that. But anyway, okay. I didn't really call up to talk about that.
Yeah,
but you know, late night jazz with big bass. That's me.
I love it.
I call to talk about the Braves and how happy I am that we beat up on the Phillies and, you know, we won the series. Of course, I'm really happy about A.J. Terrell. It's a Friday. And,
yes, sir.
You know, I'm out here not too far from you. I was just at 1280 Peachtree, so I waved at you when I went by.
Hey, I'm waving back right now, Larry. I'm waving back.
There you go. You guys have a good day. I know you're out of time, man, but take care, and we'll holler at you, when we get another chance to get on. So y'all take care. And remember, it ain't nothing but a G thing. Okay?
Hey, that's right now. It ain't nothing but a G thing, Larry. I appreciate the call, brother, man. And always all love to Larry. Appreciate that. And you have a great weekend. Everybody have a great weekend. We will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. Guess what? It is the backwards hat brigade. That's how they say it. Backwards hat brigade on the morning shift. Just Mike Johnson and Squidbilly holding it down. And we'll see what they got up for a Friday edition of the morning shift right after this, and wrap things up on the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.